Triple Works pre-game interview.
Actually, our next guest is going to tell us exactly what the score is. Thanks to Pool Works. Got a dirty pool or spa called Pool Works, Geelong, Torquay and Ocean Grove. The man they call Nipper, the president of Barwon Heads Football Netball Club, Russell Hyland. Hello, Nip. How are you?
Very well, Kingy. Thank you.
What was the score?
What was the score?
We've kicked three.
Oh, you've kicked three.
Still hasn't come up yet, unless we're on the wrong angle.
Okay. All right. The time clock's working.
Yeah. We kicked the last two pretty quickly, but we're still down a few. They've been inaccurate.
Life scores might be the way to go here. Before we throw you to Matty Dowling to open the batting this afternoon. It is 23-19.
Right, there you go.
So it is 3-5-3-1 is the score for the Sporting Globe Geelong. Dallow.
Good start.
Nipper,
turn your mic on, Matty.
8-2 to start the season before you relocated away from Howard Harmer. Since then, 2-6 and a bye. A bit of a shift in results.
Yeah, it was a bit hard when everything was different. You know, we didn't have our club rooms, we didn't have anywhere to go back to after a game, that sort of thing, and we just really got hit with injuries during that period and that sort of thing. So that did knock us around a bit, but the last couple of weeks, the win at Anglesey down there was fantastic, and then to beat Ocean Grove is always the ultimate.
Absolutely, and then you make the finals. Finals are on the neutral venue down here at Port Arlington Rec Reserve, and I anticipate that since you've been travelling for a while, you're drawing on the travel and using that as motivation throughout the final series.
Yeah, well, that's right. Yeah, we have been travelling a fair bit lately, and we're getting used to it, so we just pack everything up, get on the road and move somewhere else next week. So if we're good enough to get over the line today, this will be the first time we've played the same venue 2 weeks in a row for a long time.
But you were doing it for a heck of a long time at the start of the year. What did you play about? You had about six in a row?
Something like that.
You played couple, then were away, and then...
We played Amos away, and we played Surf Coast away, but the rest of them, it was probably six in a row at home. Yeah.
Talk to us about playing at Winter Reserve.
Oh, the resort.
That wasn't a good day.
No, it wasn't a good day. It was fantastic. Good facilities.
Yep.
They couldn't have done more for us, Belmont. They were fantastic. They were really happy to have us. Not too sure whether they were potentially trying to recruit again.
The shop window.
Yeah. Well, they've been pretty good. There's a few of our older blokes that have been getting on and want to cash in and that sort of thing. They're really, really well-run club, and they've got great facilities. They've just been done up and that sort of thing. So it was really good to get out there, but the result wasn't what we wanted. We had very good win in the reserves that day, and we had a very good win in the under-18s that day. So besides the senior results, everything was fine.
Well, a bloke called Slorak was pretty good for the Belmont Lions last week.
He's been good. I had a beer with him after the game when we played there. He came back and caught up, and he's loving his footy. When his last year he had with us, he got a hamstring every sixth week, so he'd have four off, play two, and then have another four off. And so he's got his body right now, and he's really enjoying his footy. Yeah, good fellow, the old sock.
How's the upgrade going? What's it tracking like in terms of being ready for 2027? Nip?
Look, I think everything's on track as far as I know. It looks like it. The netball facilities are well underway. I think they're about to lay the slab, so something will start going up. The clubhouse itself, you can see what they're doing. You know, they've knocked part of the balcony down, knocked the office out, knocked walls out, staircases, all that sort of stuff. So it's really up and running. So. Which is good, so it's exciting for next year.
So the facility you've got, what's it, about 20, 25 years old?
Yeah, something like that.
Is this a build now, though, that you won't have to do something for a significant period of time? Because 20 to 25 years doesn't seem like a long lifespan for what you had.
Yeah, but you're right, you're exactly right. But 25 years ago, I don't think anyone pictured what women's football was going to be like.
Fair, yep.
Women's football, you know, junior football's probably growing. Mm. You probably predict that, but women's football, girls' football and that sort of thing, that's just blown it out of the water and made the club bigger. And you need more teams and you need more facilities. So, I can't see anything else on the horizon unless we have gender-neutral teams, maybe. That might be the next one, Jase.
I reckon I might be a lot older before that happens, I reckon. Well, we said that about women's footy too, probably.
Yeah,
it's
well,
come on with,
right.
with a bang.
No, it's fantastic. It's opened up the whole club to a
absolutely
different lot of people, and well, not a different lot of people, but it just gives some of the people that are there, you know, more involvement and more ownership. And yeah,
you're not a little club in the village anymore.
No, we're a big club. We're a big club in a little village.
It's not a little village anymore. What are you talking about?
Yeah, they've got boundaries. You can't expand any further because of the wetlands.
Don't you call 13th Beach part of the village? Is that part of the village?
That's in Connawari.
Oh, really? They haven't got a footy team, though.
No, they did. Connawari did have a footy club back in the 1920s.
They played at where the ground is?
No, I don't know where they played. I reckon it would have been...
You didn't play against them?
Whack! On a Sunday.
Wow. It's funny you mentioned that. I did. No, I didn't. I reckon they would have played, somewhere around that area where the fire brigade and that sort of thing in the Oval is.
We take no prisoners here.
Loose on a Sunday.
Yeah, apparently it was a big battle. It was a fierce rivalry between Barnheads and Connawari, and that was, of course, before Barnheads Ocean Grove rivalry came along.
What have you done from a social perspective in the last 8 to 10 weeks then, Nib, in terms of the club? Because obviously that is how part of the club is built, is the Saturday nights and the Sundays and, you know, the raffles and all the other bits and pieces. Did you front end all that as well? Or what have you done for the club as such while you've been away?
Yeah, we did do a lot of functions early on in the year. Yeah. But then since we haven't had the rooms, we had a Western, what are they called, BNS ball or something that at the Tin Shed. Tin Shed are great sponsors. They look after us. We had it down there, which is a fantastic venue. I think we had 130, 140 people at that. They're all dressed up, and the RM Williams out, and the Moleskins, and and the Akubras. But that was a really good night. The Bucking Bronco there.
Oh, my God. The what Bronco?
Yeah, that
the
one.
Bucking Bronco.
Oh, right. Okay, just, sorry. Yeah, we've already had Max Hurley swear on K-Rock this weekend.
Yeah. Oh, did he hear that, too? We probably learnt that from his father, I reckon. Owen Hammer. We had that. And then Thursday nights, of course, we can't do meals, so the pubs come on board, and they give us the whole bistro exclusive to us. So, you know, we've been getting our 70 or 80 people in there for meals.
Yeah,
they're discounted for the footy club.
Yeah, right.
Happy hour beer prices and that sort of thing. And it's been really good. And the same sort of thing, you know, the boys hand out their fines and show funny videos and do that sort of stuff. And they might have a raffle and, you know, a few fun and games and that sort of thing, read the teams out. So it's all pretty good. It's a lot warmer than the club rooms. And and we don't have to clean up and pack up and lock up at the end of the night. So
you might keep doing that then next year.
Well, we actually did talk about doing it once a month. We'll have a chat to the pub about it, and it gives the volunteers a week off, and they can come down
and enjoy
that.
Too.
Yeah, it was really good.
Now, before we pass you to, I don't know who this bloke is, but anyway.
Former Barnheads coach.
Yes, that's right. We still believe that he's got some cash at home that he probably should give back because it wasn't crash hot when he was there.
Oh, that's where it is.
Yes, that's where it is. It's in a barrel out the back.
He asked me about that.
The most important thing at Barnheads is there going to be a fish and chip shop in Barnheads? What's happening?
Well,
this is the biggest news in the village for a very long time.
It is. The fish and chip's one of the only things that's been in Barnheads at the moment longer than I have. And
he's pulled the pin.
Yeah, I used to give me 20 cents worth of chips down there and half a dozen Dim Sims. And
you remember those days?
Remember
you got a dollar and you thought, oh, I'm going to be sick.
Loaded.
I couldn't eat them all.
Actually, my first job was at the fish and chip shop.
Was it really?
I sat there when the Malacalis family had it.
Oh, the Malacalis.
Took the orders because they recruited me from Barnheads Primary School because I had neat handwriting.
Love it.
This
love
is
it.
Gold.
This
getting
is gold.
Drafted love to the fish and chip shop for neat handwriting.
I didn't know where that question was going to go, but it's gone beautifully.
Well done. I reckon, from memory, I got paid in potato cakes.
Now, that's a job for me.
Yeah, that's a
absolutely.
Job. You need a potato cake this summer, I think.
No fish and chip shop, but I do hear... place on the corner, Bob's Burgers or something have got fish and chips on the menu now.
Right, okay.
So I think there might be a few shops
they might be the Toorak fish and chips, are they?
Yeah,
those
they
ones.
Could be.
Has anybody asked Mick Atkins what he's up to?
Yeah.
I don't know. Look, I wouldn't be surprised if Mick just pulled up in a caravan selling fish and chips or something like that.
It'd be licensed to print money down there, wouldn't it?
Absolutely.
From Melbourne Cup weekend to Easter weekend.
Yeah.
Thanks very much.
Ching, ching.
Yes. Thanks
to back coaching.
Thanks to Poolworks. Got a dirty pool or spark called Poolworks. Tell them to talk here in Ocean Grove. Speaking with Barwon Heads President Nipper Highland. Here's Kirsch.
Nip. Junior program seems to be going pretty well. The 18s had a good win yesterday against South Barwon, up by a point, I saw. And looks like your 16s are going pretty well as well. So your programs are going pretty good in the junior space.
Yeah, no, they're fantastic. I went down and watched under 18s yesterday, and I mean, I don't think I've ever seen a Barwon Heads team beat a GFL Division 1 team. You know, one of the big clubs, South Barwon, and they beat them. They were 4 goals up, but South Barwon came home a bit, but we held on, which was really good. And when you think about it, strong team. They had one bloke out playing Falcons, two blokes playing senior football today, still eligible for under 18s, and a couple of others that are playing for college and that sort of thing. So they're really good. 16s are the same. You know, college kids come in and out, but they're strong. They're playing Division 2 and they're in a final today, playing as we speak. And the 14s played in the final this morning. So everything's looking really good in that regard, which is positive for the club. It's really strong. And then, you know, then you've got the one-pointers. I just bumped into 2 one-pointers, just come down to watch the game today. Bloke by the name of Flynn Young. Be pretty handy. And Ollie someone, can't remember his name. He was there. And I think Pikey's resting up. Pikey had a good game yesterday too, in the VFL. So 3 one-pointers that would probably make a pretty significant difference to our playing team.
Would they fit in the team, you reckon?
Oh, we'd squeeze them in. They'd fit in on points, definitely.
Well, I mean, you've got some games into your kids as well. Till Lampard's played seniors this year, and obviously Lockie Blackett's played a fair bit of senior footy, and Angus Ford had played senior footy throughout the last couple of years as a under 18 kid as well. So, development wise, you're getting games into them as well.
Yeah, exactly. There's a few of them like that. Joel Bartley is out there today. Dan Shaw, he's still eligible for the under 18s. He'll be playing today, and they just they just get more confidence. The more senior players. Football they play, they're young, they're really good mates. They stick thick and thin. I think they were all around at 40s last night because Tim and Sally were away. So, but while they were there, they were watching the footy, and one of the other mums cooked up a spag bowl for them and dropped it around.
I was just talking to Angus Ford, and he said he hasn't played a final since under 12s. So, a bit of reward for the kids as well, getting a senior game and playing finals.
Yeah, there's a few of them, I reckon. We just had the team meeting, they said, hands up if you haven't played in a senior final. And there was probably about 9 of them out there.
Considering you haven't been in here since 2023.
Yeah, well, that's right, too. You know, the only ones that have played for Barwon Heads are, Kyle Polly and Charlie Hurst.
Philby.
And Philby.
Yeah.
There's a few others, obviously. I've played senior footy finals elsewhere, but
Damien Marm was pretty handy at finals level.
He had a few.
He played one or two.
Yeah.
Played one or two.
I think there was 5.
Luke Davis.
Was the number.
We get to see Oliver Poon today, son of Michael. Now, for those who know their Ballerine history, Michael was a very good forward for Torquay going back about 17 or 18 years ago.
Yeah, well, if you look closely, King, you'll see him right now. He's running around the twos.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I got told you were unchanged.
Well, our team manager's in Bali, so some of the information got a little bit confused. But
no, he's not on my team list.
Even the coach told me you're unchanged. Well, one of the coaches told me you're unchanged.
Yeah. Ollie's out there, number 38. He'll probably be playing up forward. He's a great player. He's going to be anything. Like, he goes hard. He's athletic. He can play anywhere, literally anywhere. When Sticks didn't play, he played in the ruck all day.
So the team manager must have had a lot of faith in you then. It's in Bali.
Yeah, well,
didn't think you were going to beat my finals.
He's catching up with the president of Newcombe.
Yeah, what's going on here? Happening at this? Not only players now, but also admin staff. What's going on?
We've got a bloke in the second team who's out at a wedding in Thailand today.
What's going on in the world? Doesn't everybody know that you've got 2 weeks of the year to get married?
Wouldn't happen in my day, mate.
Yeah, that's right.
Absolutely.
End of cricket season, end of footy season. Yeah. What are they doing?
Or Friday or a Sunday. Oh, I suppose a Sunday
game. No. These days, Fridays. Yeah, Friday. They're cheaper, aren't they, weddings?
Yeah, I think so.
Friday?
Yeah. Yeah, I believe so.
Mm. Nipper, appreciate your time. Good luck this afternoon. And
thanks,
hopefully
guys.
We're seeing you again in September. If not, we'll see you in 2027 and understand that you'll be back here at Port Arlington on Good Friday. Is that the plan, to play the Jeff Miles Cup against Port on Good Friday?
Yeah, I hope so, because you know, we did the deal with Port that we'll play the Easter game, 1 year at Bowen Heads, 1 year at Port, and we were at home last year, so we'll be back here. I think Good Friday they want to play.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that'll be good. It'll be fantastic.
It's about February 3, Good Friday next year.
Yeah,
it is. Early. We're just going to leave the van here.
Wait.
A couple of camp beds
in it.
We might come down and call shallow bowlers and tweakers for Bowen Heads at some stage.
Grenades. Yeah, I wouldn't be parked here.
Nipper,
love it.
Good luck with Savo. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Pool Works pre-game interview.